is a celery die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like?
From a salesperson's perspective, what do you see as the biggest mistake salespeople make?
Well,
that's actually a really good question.
It actually, in my opinion, depends on where they are in their sales career and how long they've been doing this. But what I'm seeing happen a lot now is people aren't building strong enough relationships. They think they have a surface level relationship because they email or whatever. And that's not a relationship. Okay, do you have your customer cell phone number, and do they have your cell phone number? Can they call you anytime? You know, that begins to build the actual relationship. Do you actually pick up the phone or you just email them? I mean, I see the relationship, which is so foundational to the core of your success, as being one of the biggest mistakes that salespeople are making right now.
Yeah, I agree with you 1,000%. There's Chuck Studebaker.
Oh, hey, Chuck, what up?
You know who Chuck is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Every day on Twitter.
Chuck has a daily tweet. I love it.
He's incredible. He's running for an office for I think school board or something down in Georgia. Hmm. So I'm
going to add to salespeople's mistakes, if I may. There's one other thing. A lot of people give up too soon. You know, they follow up once, they follow up twice, and they're following up, which means they really have no value to add. They're just saying, hey, I'm calling to check in. Well, that's annoying. Not just for the prospect, but also for the salesperson. It's uncomfortable. You don't want to keep calling to check in. And so the key is they need to follow through and offer value.
Right.
And once you're offering value, like, hey, Jen, I saw this LinkedIn post, or I wrote this LinkedIn post that I think could actually help your business, and how you told me how you want to grow your talks this year. This might be something that could help you get more talks. You know, all of a sudden I'm like, wow, they're listening. They want to help me. Okay, let me pay attention. You know,
right.
So I just see too many salespeople following up instead of following through, and then not doing enough follow through. Like, sometimes it takes 7 or 8 outreaches to get to someone. And you don't have to be annoying in your outreach as long as you're providing value. But people give up way too soon.
I have this little service. I'm revamping my website, and I signed up for this chat service to put on there so people can chat with me online. That visit my website. So this chick keeps following up with me, and she says in her last email, "Should I just quit?" with a question mark.
Oh my God.
I know. And I was like, okay, now you just pissed me off.
You know,
and there's no phone number in her email signature. There's nothing.
You can't even get in touch with her if you want to.
No. And so I just hit reply and I said, "What's your phone number?" And she replied back with just her phone number, and that was it.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my God. So I went in and I called her.
Yeah.
And I said, first off, I'm going to develop a sales training course and you have to take it.
Should I just quit? That is horrendous. I get these emails now where like someone's peering there's like a big rock and you could see the person peeking out under it. And they're like, Jen, I've been hiding under this rock and I'm so nervous. Is everything okay? Or there'll be like a big animal and a squirrel and they're telling me how they don't want it to die, but they haven't heard from me in forever. It's like, this is so corny. I just file you away. Why? Like, you just sent that out to 500 people, not just me, obviously.
I know. People have... And that's what I love about sales trainers and professionals like you and Jeffrey Gittimer and you know, other people. But I think that there is such salespeople think, you know, they go out and they make a sale or they make two sales, they make a couple $100,000 a year or whatever, and they feel like I've arrived, I'm super successful. Like, dude, when you're making $30 million a year, maybe you can then pat yourself on the back. And until then, you've got something to learn.
Well, there's this other trend I'm seeing now where unsuccessful salespeople think that they can teach other people how to be successful at sales.
Oh, I know it.
And it's like, go be successful first and then try to teach someone how to be successful.
That's it. I agree.
It's crazy town. It's crazy.
Makes me nuts. I was talking to somebody about this last night, all the coaches popping up all over the world. And I do some coaching myself, but I'll be 50 years old. I got a little bit of experience. I'm a best-selling author.
You don't look 50, Ken.
I'm going to be 50 in July.
Wow. Way to go.
Crazy. I know. It must be the green smoothie that my wife makes
me
every
day. Way to go. See, mine comes out like purple every day, and I try to get it to look pink so that maybe Jeffrey would drink one too, but it just comes out this like dark brownish purple. It doesn't look very appetizing.
Don't put beets in it. Ugh.
Oh, I don't. I just put like blueberries in it.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's really good.
She's got a really good recipe. I had a doctor friend of mine give us this recipe. It's amazing. It's a great recipe. But anyway, so
a smoothie a day.
My question that ties into all of this is, what's the number one piece of advice that you would give to a salesperson, whether they're new, old, you know, experienced, inexperienced? What would be like the number one piece of advice if you had 20 seconds with somebody that was in the elevator and they said, hey, you're awesome, what advice would you give me to excel my career in sales?
So I'm going to give this one to you because it's one I'm working on, okay? And it's talk to everybody. You never know when you're going to A, make a friend, B, make someone who wants to invest in something you're doing, a business partner, a customer, a referral. Talk to every single person you can that you come in contact with. Like literally this morning, I was standing in a shop and a girl behind me starts talking to me and I'm like, oh, I should have started talking to her first, you know? Yeah. And we find out that we both ride Peloton, which is like a huge cult thing when you're, you know, and went into a certain exercise. And her kids go to the same school as Jeffrey's kid. And like, we had all these similarities. She lived in New York. I lived in New York. We could be friends. Now, could she potentially refer business to me? Of course. You know, could she potentially be a customer? Of course. But that's going to take the next step, which is sitting down for coffee and getting to know each other. But definitely talk to every single person, even if you're in New York City and in the elevator where it's awkward to talk to someone, do it.
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellerDieNetwork.com.